It's me, Ed Randall, a guy who's here without the assistance of any performance-enhancing materials, and the following program is Ed Randall's Talking Baseball for February 15th, 2009. Time to rhapsodize with our articles of faith. Baseball is America's great secular religion. It reflects who we are and what we aspire to be. It is an expression of our culture. Baseball is your dream repository. It keeps you warm at night. It's who we are, the background music of America. It's the only game you can see on the radio, the perfect game. That's why we're so very happy to be with you on Defender to present Baseball Majesty. Powerful, accomplished, important, interesting people in baseball. Baseball as you've never heard it before. Here, the game is never over. Here, we never take your commitment or loyalty for granted. So here are our ground rules. The guests are important, but they're no more important than you are, the listeners to the fan, and we want your thoughtful contributions on the phone at 718-937-6666. Welcome to our weekly celebration of an American institution as Ed Randall's Talking Baseball in performance right now takes the field. Good morning, everybody. Loyal listeners know we always begin the new season with a dignitary, and this morning is no different. We are a week late after preempting him last week due to the A-Rod controversy, which we will get to shortly. But our leadoff hitter is here, and that's good, because I'm asked all the time about how's he doing, does he feel okay, will he be back to work. It's not the same at Yankee Stadium without him. He doesn't do this sort of thing, but he has changed his mass schedule this morning to do so for us. It is my honor to bring back to the show a legend who is always clear, concise, and correct, the legendary Bob Shepard. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
How can I live up to that introduction?
Believe me, you can, and I can't begin to tell you how many people are happy to hear your voice. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good this morning, Ed. Thank you.
Good. Tell everybody about what happened with this throat infection of yours that spread from there and cost you the 2008 season.
Well, about a year and a half ago, I was losing weight slowly. I went from maybe 160 pounds downhill. And finally, my doctor came over to the house and looked at me and sent me to the hospital. And he said to me and to my wife, Mary, we've got to do something to build this fellow up again. So I stayed in the hospital for about 2 weeks, taking nourishment. And I came home, and my wife, Mary, and the doctor arranged a nutritional build up for the last year that has brought me back to good fighting weight. And I'm happy. I'm happy about that.
You got down to 103 pounds.
That's when I went to the hospital.
Wow. And how much are you weighing now?
145 and a half.
And a half. And what would the doctors like for you to be at so that you can return on April the 3rd where you belong in the first game in the new stadium?
The doctor said to me that when you get to 145 pounds and you have adequate stamina, I'll allow you to go back to work. So, I have 145 pounds. I'm working on the stamina, whatever that means. And if God is willing, not the doctor, but God is more important to me than the doctor, although I love my doctor.
When you were on the sidelines this past year, could you even recall a time in your life where you were not spending your summers in Yankee Stadium? What was it like for you to not be in the ballpark every day?
You know, it's a very strange question, and I don't know the answer to that right now. But it's something like this. For more than 50 years, I was at Yankee Stadium doing the baseball games when they were home. And to have that taken away was kind of a psychological shock to me and to my well-being. But do you know, when you start to philosophize a little bit about life itself, you know there are going to be setbacks, there are going to be interruptions, And last year was a huge interruption of my lifestyle. And I found myself listening to the Yankee games, watching the games on TV, and being very glad that I had an adequate replacement in Jim Hall, who filled in for me while I was away.
What were your emotions that last night at Yankee Stadium? And my understanding is that for the last game, the Yankees offered you and Mary a limousine to attend and to sit in George Steinbrenner's box.
They did. They did. But I don't think the doctor would have approved of that. I don't want to go up there as a token. I want to go back there as an active participant and public address announcer. Not part-time, but full-time. And I have now maybe 3 months to regain that lost stamina. I love that word, stamina.
I don't have to identify to the audience who we're speaking to, but I will anyway, for those who may not know, we're talking to Bob Shepherd, affectionately referred to as the voice of God. Your videotaped message the last night in Yankee Stadium in lieu of your attendance got as big an ovation, Bob, as anybody who was introduced onto the field.
Well, I'm glad of that. I'm sorry I wasn't there to absorb it and enjoy it. But I heard it on TV, and that was good enough for me.
And it must have been really odd for you when you would be watching a ball game and you would hear yourself announcing Derek Jeter, who wanted to be announced by you even in your absence.
That was a strange request, don't you think?
Well, I thought it was very thoughtful.
I know it was very thoughtful, and luckily for Derek, Mike Bonner, who's in charge of sight and sound up there at the stadium, had a tape of me doing Derek Jeter's introduction and was able to bring it out and play it over the whole year.
And everybody really enjoyed it, and they came to understand and anticipated, and they really, it was still a piece of Bob that was still at Yankee Stadium. Sum up, if you will, what Yankee Stadium meant to you now that the ball club is moving across 161st Street.
Well, I'm going to be filled with all kinds of memories. The very beginning, when I went up there, I was approached by somebody who was in charge of public address, asking me to take over well over 50 years ago. And I went there, and do you know, Ed, my original salary was $15 a game.
Mm.
And if I did a doubleheader, they paid me $17 for the whole doubleheader.
Wow.
And if it rained, you didn't get paid. Anyway, that was the beginning over 50 years ago. And day by day, season by season, one rolled into another. Time passes, memories fade, but I was always glad to go back there the following year and the following year and so on, through more than 50 years of service. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed everybody I worked with. I enjoyed everybody I worked for. I enjoyed getting to know some of the players. I enjoyed getting to know some of the managers. And I enjoyed being a portion of the tradition of the great Yankee ball club, and still do, and hope to be back when they start again this season.
If the stars align properly, Bob, and your stamina, the word you love so much, is what it should be, if it is proper and right that you will be in your booth in the new Yankee Stadium when they play the Chicago Cubs in the first exhibition game at the new park.
Well, you seem to be optimistic. I'm optimistic. And I know that I have your prayers and the prayers of your wife, Gracie, and a lot of other people who have called me during my setback. And I hope they will continue to do it because I have maybe 3 months to go. And I'll be ready if God is willing, because I'm willing, and He knows I'm willing.
And I don't even get a chance to mention before you leave that that Don Mattingly had nothing on you at first base at one time.
Oh, I was not as good as Don Mattingly, but I was a left-handed first baseman and a left-handed quarterback, and I played so many games for St. John's College. It used to be a college. Now it's a university. It's like your Fordham University.
Mm-hmm.
Up there in the Bronx.
It must seem like only yesterday that on April 17th, 1951, Bob Shepard first announced Dominic DiMaggio as the leadoff hitter in what has been a glorious career, one without peer, and one that is honored on a daily basis at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You know, that almost rhymes, doesn't it, the way you say it? Without peer, without fear, and listen to here.
I'm just making it up as I go along. I'm not like you. We send our love and best wishes on behalf of everybody in this audience, Yankee fan or not. The fact is that you have transcended the sport, and I am honored that you would take time to be with us this morning. And a lot of people are going to feel a lot better, Bob, having heard your beautiful voice and knowing that it looks like you'll be returning in April. And I thank you, and I'm honored to have you on behalf of my audience.
Keep me in your prayers.
Yes, sir.
Okay.